advice to be a good Jewish mom.
The advice to be a good Jewish mom, that cannot be answered in one word. But the best advice is to see each individual, the zchut that Hashem gave you, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids. Hashem gives you so much zchut, put so much trust in your hands, that you have to fulfill this obligation, that each child is not really yours, it's Hashem's child. And Hashem tells you, I trust you so much, now you design him to be a Yerei Shamayim, to love me and to trust me. That's your best thing you want to aim for.
So put him into a lot of mitzvot.
Everything. Mitzvot is very important. To love Hashem, to love another human being. A human being, not just the Jews. Everybody. To love the Briot, to respect each other. All I teach my kids is I just want to see Avat Israel. Mitzvot is important.
Let's say you respect somebody, but they don't respect you back. So
that's a whole different issue. That's a whole different issue. The thing is, in some cases, you still have to respect that person, even though they don't respect you. Why should you be at fault because they're not 100%? In some cases, if it's bad for your health, bad for your mental health, bad for anything, and you need to step back, then step back. But the basic is any human being, mitzvot are very important. You must have mitzvot. But the being a mensch is way more important to Hashem than me learning Torah 5 hours a day. Go and help another Jew. Don't learn 5 hours. Learn 4 hours, and 1 hour go help another person. The thing is that, you know, I get the most question that I get so many times about the whole concept of Bchira Chofshit. Like, how do you say Bchira Chofshit in English? Like free choice. People think that when they wake up in the morning, the free choice is if I wear a blue shirt or a white shirt.
White.
That's not, white is very nice, but that's not your free choice. The free choice is when a mitzvah comes in your way, an opportunity to do something good or to do something bad, that's where the free choice hits. Am I going to help this person or am I going to ignore this person? And am I going to do this good deed or I'm not going to do the good deed? That's where your free choice hits. So the thing is that way beyond the, even though the maaseh ha'ikar, the main is the act, but you, for your question, you know, the most important thing you want to give to your children is to be a mensch, to be an adam, to respect their parents, their teachers, their friends, their brothers, their sisters, in the future, their wives or their husbands and their kids. If you want to, you know, I have 3 boys, Baruch Hashem. On my second boy's Shalom Zachar, what we do right on the Shabbat before the Brit, and we had a big Shalom Zachar, came a very big Rav from my city. It was a big honor, many guests, and he was talking. Oh, of course, everybody was giving me brachot. You should raise him to Torah, chupa masim tovim, should be this, should be that. This Rav said something, whatever you want your son to be, you be. You want him to be lamdan, you sit and study. You want him to be on time to shul, you wake up on time to shul. You want him to have derech eretz? You have derech eretz. You want him to respect his wife? You respect your wife. Whatever you want your son to be, then you be. That's bechlal, not only my son, also my daughters, also anyone. The bottom line is the shamesh dugma. Lio dugma chaya, to be like an example. If I walk now in the street, I walk with a long beard and a big yarmulke, everybody knows I'm Jewish. If I chas v'shalom, by mistake, spit on the floor, I have 100 people around the street looking at me. Ooh, look at him, how he spit on the floor. But on the other hand, if I do the opposite, Baruch Hu, a Kiddush Hashem I can do. When I first became religious, so I got married, I was in yeshiva, I was learning. My wife went to work. One time, she needed me to, after she got pregnant, she needed me to help a little bit, so I would go every now and then. I lived in New York, I used to go on the train to Manhattan. And I never lived here, I don't know how it's here, I'm sure it's kind of the same way here, but every time I would go on the subway, all the poor people would come and ask for money. You know, nobody gives them money. More than that, you know where that money goes. It's not going to eat, it's going to, yeah. But just because there was a car with 100 people, I would be the first one to get up and give that person a dollar, or to pull out a sandwich and give that person, why? So everybody will see, wow, the Jew gave him money, wow. So how you carry yourself, there's hundreds of eyes looking at you, whether your kids, your students, your employees, anyone, your neighbors. You are Eved Hashem. You're the messenger of Hashem. How you carry yourself, everybody's looking at you. So the same thing with raising your children. You want your children to be something, make sure that you are that thing. And the main thing you want to raise them for, Yod Ben Adam. To have a good heart. To have just to be kind. Mitzvot, that will come bederech mimela. A person has a good heart, has Yirat Shamayim, he'll do all the mitzvot. But being a mensch is the biggest thing. Lev Tov, that's the most important thing. Bechlal, not with your kids, with everybody.